truly every single citizen of this state has made enormous sacrifices to save lives and keep our economy open. Tonight, we salute you, and we say to all Utahns that help is on the way.
In his first State of the State address, Governor Spencer Cox spoke highly about the sacrifices Utahns have made during the coronavirus pandemic, especially those of teachers.
They deserve our respect, and they deserve a raise. I'm grateful to you legislators who agree and have pledged historic education funding this year, including $112 million in bonuses for our teachers. In addition, I have proposed a nearly 6% increase in our state's education funding, more than $400 million in all.
Cox adds that having high-quality education throughout the state in both rural and urban areas is a high priority for him, especially when it comes to ensuring equality for all in the state.
Putting up a sign or joining a rally isn't enough. The best way we can bring to life the American promise of liberty and justice for all is to make sure that every single child, brown or black, rural or urban, has the same opportunity as every other child.
Cox is also hopeful that target tax cuts will play a role in improving the quality of life in the state.
By providing an $80 million tax cut targeted at senior citizens and Utah families, we can improve the quality of life for scores of Utahns, while simultaneously investing significant new funding for transportation, water, recreation, and broadband infrastructure that will benefit every Utah on and off the Wasatch Front for generations to come.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.